All right. Well, I think we'll just make this as quick as possible. The meeting of the Legislative Committee of the Public Employers Retirement Board is called to order. I think our roll call is limited to myself and Robin, and we're just going to hear a little information from Dory and Bill about legislature. Is there any member of the public on the phone that we should introduce?
We do have some.
Hi, Sarah Piper, Director of Research with Montana Federation of Public Employees.
Thank you, Sarah.
Ann Smith with the Montana Police Protective Association.
Howdy.
Kyle Hartsey with Impera.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Anybody else? Does any member of the public have something that they want to discuss that's not on the agenda today that we can't act on but can move it forward to another meeting? Okay, as you all know, we're recording this via Zoom for audio and video, I presume, for the purpose of the minutes. So try to make your conversation official and brief. Dory, go ahead.
Madam President, Robin, and our esteemed members of the public, Dory Schwenden, Executive Director, with a brief update on our legislative package here. For the bills that were Impera sponsored, we have two tabled and two still in the process. The two tabled bills are our PERS funding measure and our game wardens funding measure, both tabled in state administration. That was House Bill 44 and 59 quite a while ago, back in January, I believe. The other two bills that are still alive are our general revisions bill carried by Representative Hamilton, which has been transmitted to the Senate and no hearing scheduled yet in Senate state administration. And our Highway Patrol funding bill, what number is that one? 72, which has been amended in appropriations and passed out of there and is not scheduled yet to go back on the floor. There have been some amendments to it where the funding source was changed from the sportsbook excess gambling dollars to some of the Highway Patrol recruitment and retention fund. And I believe the amounts got changed again to a $4 million appropriation bill. Please correct me, $4 million, $4 million, and then $400,000 for the subsequent 2 years?
Four, two, and five.
Four, two, and five?
That's right.
Okay. So that one is moving along, and that will have to go back to the floor for some action. Before I go too far into the other bills, our Senate Resolution 23, which was sponsored by Senator Kerry, was reconsidered last evening in state administration. And the reconsideration passed on a party line vote, 5-3. And they moved to not concur as amended. So the amendment struck Terry Hogan's name. And the non-concurrence was the non-confirmation for Aaron Pratt and Dustin Lorette. That was brought up immediately upon the convention of the floor action today as an adverse committee report, and it was adopted as an adverse report on a party line vote again, and that was 31-19. So those members are no longer on the board and thus not able to be on the call today. I called both of them and got a hold of Dustin and left a message for Aaron. So I thanked them for their service and told them what had happened. Bill and I talked about it just a little bit ago, and I guess they have two options. The transmittal deadline for or introduction for resolutions like that is way out into near the end of the session. So they could bring another bill, which would have a replacement for Terry Hogan and the two other appointees. or they could simply wait until the session adjourns, appoint three new members who would serve until the convention of the next legislative session. And I don't know what they're contemplating there. Bill listened to the testimony from last evening, and apparently Senator Kerry acknowledged his mistake in passing that bill and having to reconsider the action. So kind of a fouled up process where obviously they didn't know what one end was doing. Let's see, we went in as informational witnesses on House Bill 323. That was Representative Moore's bill for layered amortization. It had quite a good hearing, and I think we were happy that it was tabled subsequently. So that one will not be moving forward. A bill popped up on Friday evening last week from Representative Jedediah Hinkle with regard to including volunteer emergency service people into the Volunteer Firemen's Compensation Act. At a last minute, I called President Wilson and asked if we could go in as oppositional witnesses at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. We did that. The bill is scheduled to be amended fairly heavily. The Fire Alliance is in opposition to it. The Joint Telecom sound as if they are, and a number of other entities and groups. So we're thinking that that bill has not got much of a chance to move forward.
Including MACO is opposed.
Right? MACO is opposed as well. They had concerns about the appropriateness of taking those 911 funds. The FCC apparently has got them on a watch list of some kind. Let's see, the other bill that has popped up now is Representative Hamilton's bill to have the Legislative Finance Division hire an actuary to provide them the same kind of information that our actuary provides. The bill even mentions that we would be turning over our demographic and member extracts to this actuary if they are hired. Calls for an appropriation of about $90,000. I believe Representative Hamilton, sitting on the Appropriations Committee, tried to get that measure into one of the funding bills and probably was unsuccessful. And so he has brought that. That bill is going to be heard Thursday morning among, I think, five or six other bills in House State Appropriations. And I guess, Madam President and Robin, if you guys are all right with it, I spoke with Sean Graham. His legislative committee has given them the go-ahead to be informational on it. And I would suggest that I sign up to do the same. I think I'd prefer to do it via Zoom, since there's five or six bills in there and they'll be moving so fast that it would probably be just as easy to do that from the office. We don't particularly like the idea because, as we've talked about before, another actuary using our data is going to come up with the same information that we provide. So they may label us as oppositional if we were to say that in that committee, but that's kind of the downside of it. There's really, there's just no benefit for them in spending that money, but their decision. Any advice on that one, Madam President?
Do you think that came from the auditor?
It's come from that long interim subcommittee of the Legislative Finance Committee that Hamilton was the chair. And
okay, at that point, as opposed to when, I was just thinking during our audit, I mean, they were talking about having their own actuary and blah-bitty-blah-bitty, and it just seems so silly. But
the audit, legislative audit actually does use actuary, and they're going to have them available when our audit comes up on, I believe it's the 8th or 9th of March.
Right.
That's a contract audit. It's not somebody that they pay that.
That they actually, yeah.
Yep.
I would certainly go for informational.
Okay. I mean, it's a little bit hard to oppose him since he's still got our general revisions bill to be heard in the Senate.
Well,
side.
Yeah, and it's really their business.
It's their business. They want to spend their money that way. I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Robin, you concur?
I do. I think okay. It's silly, but
yeah.
Okay. The other one, I went up as informational this morning on Senator Kerry's bill on behalf of the governor, Senate Bill 175, to get employer holiday for 2 years in the judge's retirement system, and then lowering that employer contribution about to half of what it was, 28% and change, down to 14. That had a very quick hearing. They'd asked no questions about it. So I would say that one is heading for the governor's desk. The only other two bills that are out there with regard to having been requested and sent to the sponsor for review are two LCs by Senator Hoven from Great Falls. Senator Hoven's the implement dealer over there and has in past sessions expressed his lack of favor for public pension systems because he has a problem in hiring employees in his implement dealerships away from the competition of state government pensions. I have no idea what's in those two LCs. They've lingered out there for some time. If they have just general provisions, that transmittal deadline is obviously next Wednesday. If they have funding provisions, then it's pushed out to somewhere in the 60-day range. So those are about the only two bills that are left out there as drafts that have been requested that could still potentially come alive. I believe that is the sum of my report, Madam President.
Okay. I don't think I have any questions. It just, as I say, it's just almost too hard to watch. So thank you for keeping such a close eye on everything. Do you think Hoven's bill is actually to sort of unwind stuff?
There's a possibility that it is. He's talked about that in the past. But again, it's getting awfully late in the session to bring out a major piece of pension legislation. I think it would be viewed skeptically.
Yeah. Yeah, even based on that committee hearing yesterday morning, it seems like people don't want to rock the boat too much with this complicated stuff.
Bill's testimony on that one was great. He mentioned that they'd heard from us on defined benefit pension systems. They'd heard from us on defined contribution systems. They'd heard about 457 deferred compensation. Well, the VFCA is a length of service award system. And so they were really confused right off the bat. You mean there's another type of pension system? Like the service award? Come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't need to keep anybody tied up in this meeting any longer than necessary. So
next meeting schedule, Madam Chair, I would suggest after transmittal, a week after transmittal, the 16th of March, Tuesday, the 16th at 1:30.
Okay. And if anything comes up in the meantime,
I'd make some calls and.
Right. And so since there's only four of us that are now legal members of the board, is that correct?
That's correct.
So it's not hard to call us ad hoc either should something come up that.
Right.
So, okay, the 16th of March it is. All right. Thank you for your good work, guys. It's a challenge this time.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but we appreciate your support.
And Robin, I bet, is happy that she's not there.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
All right. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting on, Robin.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Okay.